the concept of schooling that we're here to discuss this evening is way out on the cutting edge, even though this concept and others similar to it have been in use for most of the 20th century. It still hasn't gotten it far back from the cutting edge. We feel that Anna and I, understand the school and why the school makes more sense than a lot of other models of education. And we'll discuss any aspects of it you're interested in as the evening goes on. But first, I'd sort of like to start in the middle, and I beg your forbearance to allow me to. Before I talk about the basic features of a Sudbury school, I'd like to talk about two central ideas that almost never come up when you're talking about schooling or models of schooling, and that are all important in understanding why a child can get a good education at a free school. Play and conversation are the two things I want to talk about. These two things are different and yet totally interconnected. Play is what children do when they're free to do whatever they want. Excuse me. I meant to say play is what people do when they're free to do whatever they want. And conversation is usually what they do while they play. But I'm going to concentrate first on play. I meant what I said when I said play is what people do. When I'm free to play, there are a lot of things that I do. I ride my bike, I read a book, I cook, I go for a walk, I visit a friend, any number of things. But the point is that I'm never at a loss for what to do. And the fact is that my mind is involved in all the things that I do. Sometimes it's only through contemplation, which isn't really an only, or working out, thinking through a problem. Occasionally, I'm aiming directly at the acquisition of knowledge or information through experience or through inquiry. Cooking may sound like the work people usually do to feed a family, but to me it's a chance to engage in activity that is creative and also not terribly frustrating. It's one creative activity where I have a lot of control. It's problem solving where you get to a solution, which is really nice, and a lot of the other thought processes that we go through in life don't necessarily have solutions. So anything I want to do seems to be, in some manner or another, for me, mind expanding. When I choose to pursue activities with others, to play with other people, it's generally because, even though this sounds very selfish, the other people are interesting to me. That means they'll say things I hadn't thought about before, they'll impart information I didn't have before, they'll give me a new slant on a problem that they or I or somebody else is trying to solve. Usually, if you find somebody else's personality pleasing, you want to play with them. You want to interact with them. I find email to be a wonderful addition to my life because it expands my ability to interact with people on a daily basis that I rarely see and probably wouldn't necessarily even speak to on the telephone that often. It gives me a window on a much bigger universe and a very different one from my daily newspaper or people I see every day.